Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Good Thursday morning. We're headed into the weekend with a number of opportunities and events and plans for future events going on in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond. And we're going to take a look at some of those things this morning. And I want to begin with another CAF production over at Foes Hall. The event will be later in the spring, but practice and rehearsal is going on right now for Disney's Frozen Junior, and that's going to be a 75-minute junior musical designed for middle and high school age performers, and it's based on the 2013 Disney film and the 2018 Broadway adaption. Now, performances will be April 17th, 18th, April 25th and 26th, all at Foes Hall. Tickets will be free, but required for admission because they will have to make sure there's enough seating there. So you'll be able to get your tickets up front in advance, but they will cost you nothing. And tickets will be available on the communityartsfoundation.org website, and they will go not on sale, but be available on March 17th. Now, here are some of the young folks you can expect to see perform in that event. Scarlett Bach, Adriel Barnes, Hannah Peake, Nora Hollis, Zach Smith, Katie Beth James, Paige McMacken, Willa Beth Brown, Russell Vince, Holt Kreider, Holly Kernel, Kale Tabor, Parker Brown, Rhodes Kreider, Skylin Brown, Delilah McMacken, Abigail James, Rayanna Caleb, Lila Caleb, Saffron Caleb, Lily Barlow, Caroline James, Raylan Bain, Brady Loudon, Elena West, and Carly Martis, Fiona Miller, Zane Smith, Hayden Jones, Julietta Conklin, and Amber Sisko, Reagan Stokes, Emma Head, Bella Walston, Greer Kreider, Zoe Foster, and Isabel Foster. Those are the young folks that will be participating in this. And then the production team, hey, it's an all-star cast. Corey Kreider, of course, is involved in this. He's the director. Katie Keene, you know, she's been in several movies. She's the assistant director. And then, of course, Corey's wife, Michelle Kreider, director of music. They have the Kreider Performing Arts Center here in Marion and do just a tremendous job. But also Kim Vince is the producer of this. And then some others who are helping out, adults. Presta Walker is the choreographer. John Michael Gage, another very talented young fellow here in the community, is technical director. Jody Napier is a stage manager, and so are Melissa Brown and Glenn Brown. So just the tip of the cap to those folks who are working hard and bringing so much culture and wonderful family events to Marion and Crittenden County, that through the Community Arts Foundation. And another event that is in the hopper and is just around the corner is the first ever Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show, which will be held out at the former Armory, as we know it now. It's the Crittenden County Recreation Center. And they are currently looking for vendors. And we're going to take a short break here to hear from one of our sponsors. And we'll be right back and visit with someone who's going to tell us all about this upcoming event sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, good morning, Rebecca Woodall, Chamber of Commerce President here in Marion and Crittenden County. How are you doing this morning, Ms. Woodall?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Always appreciate you coming on the program and sharing with our listeners the things that are going on in our community. And we have a first coming up, and I'll just let you tell us what that is and explain what and where and how people can become involved in it.
Okay, yes, we are very excited. We are going to have a first ever home and garden show here in Crittenden County. And it kind of came about just because we're looking at ways to promote our businesses and connect them. And we started looking at all the different businesses we have in Crittenden County that actually would fall under a home and garden show. So we decided to have one, and it will be April 11th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's going to be at the Old National Guard Armory. They call it something now, but I forget.
The County Recreation Center.
There you go. Thank you. And that is 131 Rochester Avenue. So we'll have it in there. It'll be indoor and outdoor vendors. Anything from home improvement, contractors, home decor, furniture, landscaping, gardening, services like pest services, insurance, anything like that can come and have a booth. The booths are 10 by 10 or 10 by 20. There is a discounted rate for chamber members. So member prices are $35 for a 10 by 10 or $50 for a 10 by 20. And the non-member is $50 for a 10 by 10 and $75 for a 10 by 20. The 10 by 20 booths are limited. So, you know, if you want one of those, you need to sign up quick. And if you want interested in being a vendor, you can pick up vendor forms at First United Bank, Farmers Main Branch, or the Crittenden County Extension Office. Of course, if you contact one of the board members, we can get you one as well. I just think it's going to be exciting because I think we have a lot of, like I said, a lot of different businesses that will be able to showcase some of the things that they do, that some that, you know, aren't that well known in the community, but just have done a lot of word of mouth business. Mm-hmm. Tourism was excited about it, so they actually gave us some money to help us advertise in some surrounding counties. So I think it'll be really good. We people have asked about pricing. We're not charging to get in if you're interested, but we are asking for a donation to the Mary Hall Redmond's shelter if you want to donate. Of course, that's not a requirement. But I just think it'll be a good day for all. And then also I want to throw out that FFA is having a vendor fair that's more for crafts that day as well. And that's going to be at Rocket Arena. So we're hoping that we'll get some people in the county and they can kind of do both at the same day.
Yeah, that's really going to be a great event for Marion and Crittenden County, first time ever. And, you know, one of the first things I always hear the vendors ask at events like this is if they have availability of, like, electricity. And are these, you have that available for vendors if they're listening and interested?
Yes, that will be limited, but there is on the form a note to, if you want electricity. There are also, I know some of the bigger places wanted some outside, so we're not going to have any outside booths with electricity, but there will be some booths with electricity inside as well.
Mm-hmm. And, I just happened to talk to the James Septic guys who have the porta potties. You know, they were out at the park yesterday and doing some work with the porta potties out there, and they were telling me they're going to be there, so...
Yes, they just recently joined Chamber, and we're really excited that they're already participating.
Yeah, so the full gamut of opportunity here for, like you said, just about any business could be thrown into that pot of home and garden. You know, mm-hmm. The home includes a number of opportunities for people, furniture and, like you said, a lot of these folks that do some home decor and stuff around little mom and pop deals that operate out of a shed in the backyard, maybe.
Right. And the florists have already expressed interest. So there's all kinds of things with that as well.
Yeah, excited to see who comes out of the woodwork, so to speak, and shows up, has a vendor booth there. And the price is right for the vendors. I mean, that's not an exorbitant price whatsoever, is it?
Right. We just wanted, you know, to charge enough to for us to be able to, you know, pay for advertising and insurance and everything. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, because we don't, it's not about the chamber making money. It's about showcasing what we have here in Crittenden County.
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity. Anything else going on with the chamber these days that's on that we need to get on our calendar or radar?
Well, on April 14th, we are having, which I'm kind of excited about, we're having an after-hours networking event at the airport to kind of show off some things at the airport, because I think a lot of people just think it's a big thing of concrete. They don't know all the excitement that's going on there.
Mm-hmm. And well, we're it is a big thing of concrete and pavement, but it's also, it's just a tremendous tool, like you say, that people don't realize an asset like this, the people that come through this community. And the spinoff thing, you know, there are people who have actually built homes here that have used local contractors, bought, merchandise from local stores because they flew into this airport and said, this is a nice place to live.
Right. I can tell you someone who flew in for the big eclipse, like 2017, 18, 19, whatever that was, not the most recent one,
uh-huh.
and just loved it and stayed. So
yeah.
We are getting community members from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And good ones who come in here and spend some money and create commerce, you know.
Absolutely.
Here in the community. So, okay. Well, Rebecca Woodall, Chamber of Commerce President, appreciate all you do. And thanks for always entertaining us here on the program and keeping us abreast of what's going on. Appreciate your time.
Anytime. All right. Thank you.
Well, it's campaign season. You're starting to see a number of signs pop up along the roadside, maybe an advertisement or two here and there in the newspaper or on social media. But the primary is coming up in May, and then getting us, set up for the fall general election. You know, many people I encounter and have encountered over the years don't understand the difference between the primary election and the general election. And of course, those who are in the know, who understand how politics and government work in Kentucky and across the nation, is that the parties, we're generally a two-party system in the United States, and here in Kentucky we have two parties. One is a bit more dominant right now than the other is. So we have no Democrats running for local office here in the spring primary election. So primary elections are held for the parties to elect their nominee for the general election that will be held in the fall. Now, the spring election does not include nonpartisan races. And nonpartisan means that you do not have to declare a party to run. It gets a little more complicated when you get into independent and write-ins and things like that. But just in general, the spring, the primary election is for the parties to decide who their nominees will be. And then the two parties will face off, or the winners, I should say, of the two parties face off in individual elections in the fall general election, which is in November. So what you have right now are the Republican and Democratic parties across the state are gearing up for this spring primary. And here in Crittenden County, as I mentioned, only Republican candidates will be on the ballot. And there's a series of candidate forums that have been going on. A couple have already been held. And the next one will be next week, a week from today, March 12th, and it will be out at Mattoon at the Volunteer Fire Department. And it will begin at 5:30 p.m. They have some refreshments out there and things, and then a moderator leads the candidates through an opportunity to state their platform and maybe take a few questions there. So if you're interested, 5:30 p.m. 1 week from today. Now we're going to take a quick break and visit with our friends over at H&R Block.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right, yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us. So we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can, yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, Jennifer. Well, a lot of options at H&R Block and Mary and Rosa Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, to wrap up the program this morning, we'll talk a little sports. And, of course, it's March Madness, and the Lady Rocket basketball team continues to rock and roll through the postseason after winning a district tournament last week. They won handily in the opening round of the second region tournament over at Morton's Gap on Monday, and we'll play in the second region semifinal round tomorrow night over at Morton's Gap. They'll play the 6 p.m. game, and we'll be taking on Caldwell County. Now, the Lady Tigers from over in Princeton defeated Christian County in the opening round on Monday night to earn their berth in the semifinal round. And in the other opening round games, which were held Tuesday night over in Morton's Gap, the tournament host, Hopkins Central, defeated Hopkinsville 76-24, so a big win for them. And in what was the feature game, I guess you might say, in the first round at least, of a couple of regional giants this year, Lyon County lost by 3 to Henderson County in just a very close basketball game. Of course, Lyon, Henderson, Crittenden County have all been right there at the top of the region standings all season long in the power rankings and in the other polls from around the region. Those are the best teams clearly coming in. And, of course, Lyon drew Henderson. Lyon as a runner-up in the bracket because they lost to Crittenden in the district title game last week. That made them have to open the regional tournament against one of the district champions, and they drew none other than Henderson County. And the Lady Colonels from up in Henderson are the true Goliath of the region. They have won the championship 18 out of the last 21 years and 7 in a row. So very formidable first round opponent, and it they will be a formidable opponent going forward. And it looks like Crittenden County, if everybody takes care of business, is on a collision course to see Henderson County again in the championship. The two teams played last year in the finals. And in regular season this year, Crittenden went up to Henderson and lost by 9 in that game after leading much of the way. Henderson did the same thing to Lyon over there at the regional tournament night before last. So Henderson County just has a keen penchant for finding ways to win at the end of ball games. So that sets up the semifinals tomorrow night, Friday, over in Morton's Gap at Hopkins Central High School, where Crittenden County will play Caldwell at 6 p.m. and Hopkins Central will take on Henderson at 7:30. Of course, Hop Central has the home court advantage in that. Then the championship will be at 7 p.m. on Saturday night over at the same place at Hopkins Central High School in Morton's Gap. Now, the boys' basketball tournament is underway over in Madisonville. And if you want some details on that, check out the KHSAA scoreboard. And that's going to do us in for this morning's program. We will talk to you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Thank you for joining us.